This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 16, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Midwest Airlines has become the latest carrier to drastically slash its workforce, announcing plans to reduce employee ranks at Midwest and its Skyway subsidiary by 1,200 jobs. That's 40% of current staffing levels. The majority of the cuts are related to the airline's previously announced decision to remove its 12-plane MD-80 fleet from service this fall, as well as other schedule adjustments to be announced. The reductions are spread throughout the airline's in-flight operations, maintenance, and general administrative functions. The effective date of the reductions will vary by job function, but most will take place no later than mid-September. Midwest is also continuing talks with its unions to reduce the airline's cost structure. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating two runway incursions in as many weeks at New Jersey's Teterboro Airport. On the morning of June 25th, a Learjet landed on a closed runway after receiving permission from controllers to do so. The plane flew over two employees working north of the displaced threshold of runway 19 and landed. ATIS Information Hotel, which was in effect at the time of the incident, did not mention the closure. The second incident occurred the morning of July 9th. A Cessna 172 landed on runway 19 and requested a back taxi for departure. The ground controller told the pilot to use taxiway Lima instead and to hold short of runway 19. But the controller never asked the pilot to hold short of runway 24, and he had crossed the runway edge when the tower cleared a Dassault Falcon 200 for takeoff on 24. The FAA reports the two airplanes came within 1,200 feet. Both preliminary reports are now on the NTSB website. If headlines have any influence on the FAA's public image, the agency has to be frustrated. On Monday, the New York Post ran a story about the agency's efforts to attract younger recruits for air traffic controller openings, including using ads on MySpace and Craigslist. New York has some of the busiest airspace anywhere, and the Post reported the FAA recently offered incentives of up to $100,000 to new controllers coming to the area. That offer, which expired on July 8th, drew 30 new hires, and the FAA succeeded in getting some young candidates. Some had just graduated high school. So how did New York media react? The Post ran a story headlined, quote, FAA kids are in control. Desperate feds wooing high schoolers, unquote. And that was after USA Today criticized the Post's first headline for the story, which read, quote, Air panic. FAA woos teen controllers as mid-air crashes loom, unquote. Did Chuck Schumer become a headline writer while nobody was looking? The Boeing 777 freighter had a successful first flight Monday morning, staying aloft more than 3.5 hours. Boeing says the airplane performed well. The testing equipment on board, not so much. The plane left Payne Field in Everett, Washington about 10 a.m., but flight test data reportedly wasn't reaching the telemetry room at Boeing Field, so the plane couldn't land there. It returned to Payne Field at 1:38 p.m. Boeing says it will identify and fix the problem to resume the flight test program as soon as possible. During Monday's flight, the 777 freighter was flown to 18,000 feet and 270 knots. Certification from the FAA and EASA are anticipated late this year. Boeing reports 78 firm orders from 11 customers. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A Middle East leasing company signs for 100 new Airbuses. Nigeria's Eric Air wants 11 new Boeing airliners. And Pat Shanahan says the worst is over for the Dreamliner program. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today I'll talk with Wayne Plucker, an industry manager with Frost & Sullivan's Aerospace and Defense Group, about the effects the U.S. Air Force's KCX controversy could have on European perceptions of the U.S. defense market, and why we should care. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or right at home at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.